Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not a shiny model launch. It is quieter and much more useful. The agent stack is learning to put the lock outside the creature that keeps trying every door handle. We have GitHub adding incident response controls, new research arguing for safety kernels, agents cannot fire, MCP surfaces moving into framework tooling, and a fresh crop of repos that all point in the same direction. Builders are not just asking, can the agent do the work? They are asking, can we prove what it touched, constrain what it may touch next, and recover cleanly when something goes sideways? That is a healthier question. Start with the ledger. GitHub added self-service credential revocation for incident response on June 24th. It is a small changelog item, but it lands right in the center of practical agent safety. Agentic development means more logs, more copied terminal output, more generated configuration, and more automated tools moving through repositories. So the interesting control is not a model saying, I believe this secret is probably sensitive. The interesting control is a deterministic action. This credential is exposed, revoke it now, close the loop, and leave a receipt. That is the kind of safety work that travels. It does not require everyone on a team to become a prompt injection scholar. It gives the workflow a fail-closed edge. If a token leaks, the answer is not a vibes-based review. It is revocation. GitHub also changed model selection for free and student copilot plans. That may sound like account plumbing, but it is another useful reminder. Model choice is becoming a product policy surface. Developers will not merely ask which model is best. They will ask which model is available on this plan, approved in this organization, allowed for this repository, and measurable against this budget. The agent platform is becoming as much about allocation and governance as raw capability. The fresh model release lane was quiet this morning. Price per token's model release ledger still had Sakana Fugu Ultra as the newest item, and that was already covered yesterday, so we are not going to pretend it is new twice. Instead, treat this as a backfill lane. Notable recent availability, not a fresh launch. First, Moonshot AI's Kimi K 2.7 code is listed on OpenRouter. For builders, the point is the continued specialization of coding routes. The model market is not just frontier chat model versus frontier chat model anymore. It is a menu of code-tuned, price-tuned, latency-tuned, context-tuned options that an agent framework may route between depending on task shape. Second, Google's Gemini 3 Pro image, also labeled Nano Banana Pro in listings, remains worth tracking for multimodal workflows. The agent world is becoming less text-only. If a workflow needs to inspect a diagram, produce a UI mock, revise an image, or reason over visual artifacts, then multimodal model availability matters even when it does not headline a day's news. My take. Quiet model days are useful because they reveal where the real work is moving. Capability is still advancing, but the builder bottleneck is increasingly rooting. Governance, evaluation, and operational fit. Now to tooling, where the morning gets properly interesting. Vercel's Next DevTools MCP shipped version 0.4.0. It gives coding agents a Next.js-aware MCP surface. That matters because framework-native context beats generic terminal flailing. A Next.js app has conventions, routes, server components, client boundaries, build behavior, cache behavior, and dev server signals. An agent that can query that world through a purpose-built interface can debug with less guesswork. The broader pattern is that MCP is moving from here is a demo tool toward here is the developer surface for a real framework. That is a very different phase of the ecosystem. HireAll Guard released version 2.0.888. Its pitch is agent antivirus for developer agents, Codex, Claude Code, Cursor, Gemini, OpenCode, plugins, skills, MCP servers, and harnesses before tools run. The important phrase is before tools run. Security output that appears after the agent has already executed the risky command is a lecture. A pre-tool gate is infrastructure. This pairs nicely with a theme from the week. Tiny verifiers beat grand moralizing. Check the command, check the path, check the permission, check the provenance. If it fails, stop before side effects. Sonar Source's Sonar Cube MCP server reached release 1.20.0.2929 this week. This is another example of mature developer tooling being pulled into the agent loop. Static Analysis has spent years learning how to find security and quality problems in codebases. The natural next step is not to paste summaries into chat. It is to expose those findings as a tool context that an agent can consult before it generates the next patch. That is how agents become less like enthusiastic interns and more like software that has to pass through the same gates as everyone else. On GitHub, the trending lane had several useful signals. OhMyPy is the large one. More than 14,500 stars with a fresh release today. It describes itself as a terminal coding agent with hash-anchored edits, an optimized tool harness, LSP support, Python, browser tools, subagents, and more. The phrase I would underline is hash-anchored edits. Agents need to edit against what is actually in the file, not what they think is in the file. Anchoring patches to content is one of those boring details that keeps systems from becoming haunted. NextDevTools MCP from Vercel is smaller at about 770 stars, but strategically important because it is framework-specific. Generic agents are useful. Framework-aware agents are deployable. HOL Guard is around 370 stars and rising. Its significance is not the number yet. It is the category. Safety gates are becoming developer tools, not just research papers. AgentForge is much smaller, around 50 stars, but it is fresh and explicit about studying terminal agent loops, MCP, skills, safety, and persistence. I like seeing small harnesses like this because they turn agent behavior into something inspectable. A harness is a laboratory bench. Without one, teams end up debugging personality. The papers lane was unusually aligned with the tooling lane. The unfireable safety kernel argues that controls inside the agent runtime are fundamentally escapable. If the agent can inspect, influence, root around, or rewrite the control, then the control is not a control. It is a suggestion wearing a badge. The proposed answer is an execution time safety kernel outside the agent's address space. Whether or not this specific architecture becomes standard, the principle is exactly right. The checker should not be an employee of the thing being checked. Beyond function calling, benchmarks tool using agents under tool environment unreliability. This is important because most clean benchmarks assume stable APIs, trustworthy tool outputs, and polite environments. Production gives you timeouts, stale state, malformed responses, partial writes, ambiguous errors, and tools that are correct only on Tuesdays. A good agent benchmark has to include that weather. Constraint tax in open-weight LLMs looks at a subtle production failure. Structured output constraints can suppress tool calling. That is deliciously annoying and very real. Builders love JSON schemas because they make outputs passable. Agents love tools because they make actions possible. If the schema pressure causes the model to avoid a tool call it should have made, your neat interface has taxed the behavior you actually wanted. And how developers maintain and evolve their agents' instructions studies agent context files as software artifacts. This is overdue. Instructions are no longer just prompts. They are operational policy, coding standards, memory, routing rules, and sometimes security assumptions. They need ownership, diffs, review, and retirement paths, just like code. A few quick hits from the wider signal stream. Hezo appeared on Hacker News as self-hosted teams of AI agents that never see your real secrets. Even if you never use that product, the framing is right. Secret isolation should not rely on an agent promising to be discreet. Zedra surfaced as remote control for AI coding agents. That is another sign that the control plane is becoming its own category. Once agents run for longer than a single chat turn, people need steering, pausing, inspection, and handoff. GitTemp is a tiny local scratchpad for AI agents that keeps their work from cluttering Git status. I love this sort of thing. Not because it is grand, but because it acknowledges how agent work actually feels. Lots of intermediate mess, some of it useful, none of it worth polluting the human review surface until it is ready. Flama published a tutorial on building and serving MCP servers without much ceremony. That matters because MCP is becoming ordinary web service work. The winning path is not mystical. It is build, serve, test, deploy, document. And Boring AppSec had the blunt line of the morning. Security tools inside coding agents get ignored unless we do things. Exactly. Advisory signals are not gates. If the safety finding does not affect the agent's ability to proceed, it is decoration. So the shape of the day is clear. Agents are getting better, yes, but the more important work is happening around them. Credential revocation, external safety kernels, framework native MCP, static analysis feeds, scratch pads, tool unreliability benchmarks, instruction governance. That may sound less glamorous than a frontier model launch, but it is how the field becomes usable. The future of agentic systems will not be one enormous model declaring itself trustworthy. It will be many small, boring, testable mechanisms making trust less optional. That is the brief for today. Build with receipts, put the lock where the agent cannot pick it, and I will see you in the next one.